Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfuphi on Kaya 959. Wealth creation on Kaya Biz.
Indeed, you're still listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959, and this is where we're about to talk all things wealth creation. And you quite know that we're very passionate about this particular topic, especially for our generation as South Africans who want to create wealth for future generations. Some of us might have inherited some wealth and a stepping stone from our parents, but of course looking to expand on this as a means to create intergenerational wealth that can really be sustainable. Well, an interesting one. I now am joined in conversation to expand on the opportunities available within the property space, but specifically related to the conversations that we have been seeing regarding sectional title units, right? And there's one particular article that has been doing the rounds within the news headlines regarding how there's a variety of ways within how property investors were not aware that they were actually buying a house or unit in a complex that was built by a large developer. So brings about the questions around home ownership versus renting, and of course some of the terms and conditions that would apply there, primarily when you're purchasing from a property developer within a sectional title environment. To help us unpack this conversation further and help give us some insight, we join on the line by Ntato Rabushaga, property expert, wealth coach, and CEO of Wealth Creation Network, who joins us on the line. Abu Ntato, always a pleasure to speak to you, and thank you so much for your time. Good. Indeed. Good to touch base with you. And I guess let's start off by painting some perspective on this interesting dynamic, right? Where many people have fallen, I don't want to say prey, or have fallen into a pool of uncertainty around being aware of what the opportunities and risks and responsibilities are that come with purchasing a property within a sectional title unit. Help us understand that firstly, I guess in terms of the conversations that need to take place when you view a beautiful unit. They tell you the appliances are free. They tell you that everything's included for a specific price, but yet not much detail is shared in terms of the long-term living arrangements and operational costs that you will incur.
Definitely. So when one purchases into a sectional scheme, what's important is for them to understand what benefits and what real rights do they have in that sectional scheme. So within a sectional scheme, there are, for instance, if I'm purchasing a townhouse within a certain sectional scheme, whatever is within my walls is mine. And most of the time, I can do anything that I want with it. I can paint the walls green, black, yellow. But whatever is outside, then you find that it is the scheme, the body corporate, and the trustees who then affect the rules that were done by the body corp. So, for instance, they'll tell you, here, we don't paint our walls outside. If it's face brick, you don't touch it. If it's painted white, it shall remain white, and maintaining it is the responsibility of the body corp. Also, if you have a yard, then it specifies that that yard is yours. You have a real right to the yard. If you have a garage, it will tell you you have a real right to the garage. But in terms of exclusive use of any other thing within that sectional scheme, it really ends there with you. So the communal pools, everyone, you find that even the parking, some sectional schemes will tell you that if you don't have a designated parking, anyone can park anywhere. So you can't say, guys, this parking space is in front of my gate. I'm the only one who's parking here. All of us who buy within that sectional scheme, we own the right to park at the parking space that is right in front of your house, because us buying there was part and parcel of it. So the majority of people would buy, but they don't really have the knowledge as to what exactly are you buying. Sectional scheme, if there's a unit on top of you, the one below you, yours ends right where you are. What they do upstairs, how they do it, is really up to them. That's their property. So even if now, for instance, the law permits for people to consume marijuana within the confines of their own homes in their safe space. So, for instance, I'm in the first floor, you're on the ground floor, you are smoking. What really can I do about it? Chances are nothing, because you are in your own house. The smoke is just coming up, but you are not infringing my rights necessarily. So those are the few things that come up within sectional schemes. So also, the body corporate has so much power, because the body corp consists of all the owners. But then the owners vote a few people, normally 5 to 8, who are the trustees. They then make decisions as to, we are now painting, we are maintaining, that's how also affecting the rules. or changing the rules also. They do that to say no more visitors. But what we saw over the weekend trending as well, we saw that there are body corporates of a company that I will not call by name, but their properties are usually called Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. So people should know that term. Then with Amsterdam property, we've seen that. So we saw what happened is that the rules were changed, even though proper procedures were not followed, apparently. But however, even when those procedures are followed, we understand that the developer has a lot of voting rights, as they should. Then whatever they choose shall go. So they now decided that people need to pay to access shared facilities, which is, for me, is a great case study for sectional schemes, because your levies pay for all the shared amenities. So if you have a pool, or you have a beach, or you have tennis courts, your levies should cover your access and full usage of those facilities.
Exactly. And you mentioned something so important, right? And I believe, well, many of us might be familiar with what's been happening with Bowen Properties, one of the popular developers within South Africa's space. Yesterday, even trending with one of their establishments, raising a lot of concerns just in terms of the adequate management and the visitation of some of their common use areas, which was also being open to members of the public at a fee. And I guess those are issues of contention that we're not really quite clear of, right, Ntato? As you say, when you purchase a sectional title property, you have the flexibility to use and access a certain amount of some of the public facilities at a particular pace, right? But what happens when members of the public might want to come in to enjoy some of the luxuries that you're enjoying? Is that even something that is considered? Is it part of the rules? Is it part of the law when it comes to the management of sectional title property?
It's quite tricky, and there are many examples of how it was done before and how it was done well. For instance, many people will just shout out their golf estate, and the public can come and pay to access the golf, to access and play golf right at the golf estate. Mm-hmm. However, now the issue with exactly what happened with the blight over the weekend with Baldwin is initially when the units were sold, they were sold to investors with the promise and the understanding that you can buy here and you can let it out to anyone who comes, and then afterwards they can have full use of the facility. So the difference is that if I book, for instance, an Airbnb at the Blight, I am now a tenant of the owner. Uh-huh. A tenant has the full right as the owner to use the facilities and enjoy them to the fullest benefit as the owner would. For instance, many people are renting out there. You use that facility as if you are the owner. In fact, most don't even know the difference between someone who's renting and owning, because we all stay here in peace and harmony. You live in your house, you access the facility. So now the difference is that you have people coming to visit for a weekend or a day or two. However, those people have full usage of the facilities as you would have. And as an owner, you have been told that you can access the lagoon, you can access the all the other areas within the estate. So why can't those people access it as well? It is quite preposterous exactly what's happening. But yeah, it is what it is, because if you look into it, the history of it is every development initially, because the developer owns all the units before they sell. They then hold a meeting amongst themselves, legally so, and then appoint a few individuals as trustees. The trustees make these decisions, they come into meetings and they enforce them. Now, the trick here is that because the development is still far to be finished, you find that they've sold only 30% or 20%. 70% of the vote by default goes to the developer, and they can vote and do as they please, and it's within the confines of the law. Yes, it's unfair, but it's lawful.
And I think that raises, as you say, a number of elements that we need to be mindful of, right? And this one, as you said, there's certain terms and conditions. It's still in development phase. They've only sold about 40% of the units. There's a variety of investors who are looking to invest, and as a result, the rules are slightly skewed, but are fully within the confines of the law. It teaches us something, right, as members who either invest or who live in sectional title properties, that you need to understand what's happening within your estate or your complex to be fully involved and immerse yourself in the rules and regulations there. Help us unpack how one can get involved, right? Because we often hear, oh, body corporate meeting. Nah, I'd rather be at home resting, watching my TV. But there's a great incentive to actively participating in in these kind of initiatives. Walk us through, I guess, Ntato, as to how we can become more involved active citizens.
Okay, great. So once you purchase into a sectional scheme, if you've made the decision, I'm purchasing into a sectional scheme, immediately when it's registered under your name, you are now part of the body corporate. The body corporate comprises by law of all owners within that sectional scheme. Then the body corporate will have a meeting. Usually they have them annually. At that meeting, they will select the trustees. The trustees are like the prefects in high schools. We select them, and then the next thing you know, they are writing you for noise and you get punished. That's exactly what the trustees do, but they are now the adult version of it. The trustees have the power that you have vested on them as an owner within the body corporate to make decisions. Decisions in terms of the maintenance of the property, having a maintenance plan and implementing it. And this is very vital, because what it means is that's why you have such things as special labor. A special levy gets levied when the trustees have made a decision to do a maintenance, but mm-hmm. the funds available from the levies are not sufficient. Then they charge a special levy to cover all the maintenance that is required. So the first thing to do is, as an owner, try by all means to participate. But when you are buying, these are the few things that you can look into. One, ask for the minutes of the AGMs that were held. You are within the law, and it's your right to ask for them, and they'll be given to you. Ask for those minutes and check who's been elected as the trustee, what decisions are being taken, because if they're taking bad decisions, the minutes will show them that these guys are always asking for a special levy. These guys are always doing lots of maintenance. These guys are spending a lot of money. So you get those minutes, and they will give you an indication. Also, you ask for audited statements of the estate.
Yes.
It's very important, because mm-hmm. they show you the liquidity of the estate. If they're liquid and they have money and they have funds, good, at least you are fine. As we know, there was a law that was passed that there should be reserve funds, because estates were not having this, and then they had to pass so much of the money that they required immediately. So now they should have reserve funds. You also check if they are compliant of having the reserve funds that are required by law. And then also it will show you how much of the percentage of owners are paying their levy. Some estate owners are just not paying, and they're keeping quiet. So if you buy into such an estate, then you are in trouble, because you will be paying for all these other people, but they are not paying, meaning that the estate will not be maintained very well. But also, a classic example is Morgan House Estate in Pretoria, mm-hmm. where they were not paying. The owners stopped paying. The trustees ate the money. They literally just wasted money. Mm. They didn't have electricity for almost 2 months.
Oh,
the owners
my
there.
Goodness.
Even the ones who were paying. Remember, now it's like, basically when you stay in a fictional scheme, you are in a property stock fail, but you don't know it, because the decisions that are made by other people, whether to pay or not to pay, that are beyond you. They impact you, and they impact you a lot, because if it doesn't get maintained well, they don't pay what they need to pay. Even selling it will be very hard. People don't want to buy into such. But luckily for South Africans, people don't know this. People don't ask. You sell, you come out, someone will buy and take over your problems, which is quite unfortunate.
Yeah, and Ntato, you're mentioning very valid points there that we should be mindful of. Thank you so much for helping us understand more about this particular context, and of course things that we need to be mindful of as we move to being players within the circle of wealth. It's one thing to get exposure and know more about asset classes, but you also need to understand the rules of the game. Get involved, ask questions, be deliberate about your intentions as well, and get clarity on them. A big thank you to our guest this evening, Ntato Rabushaga, who's joined us as our property expert, helping us unpack some of the dilemmas that appeared on social media earlier this weekend, but really do apply to many of our lives as individuals who might rent, lease, invest, live in sectional title units, and also understanding the concerns about the rules of the game in that environment. That was Ntato Rabushaga, property expert, wealth coach, and CEO of Wealth Creation Network.
Wealth Creation on Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.